Obviously, with a 3 flights per day schedule on American Airlines, we're going to have to lose one. They've got to obviously service other routes as well, which would be equally affected. I think that the larger issue for Barbados is the fact that this is not just a question of airlift, but also one of connectivity. The 737 MAX is really a workhorse. It is used extensively by American Airlines also to feed domestic connection from gate to gate. It is used by WestJet to feed domestic connection in Canada from gate to gate. And the challenge that we probably will have is the ability of people leaving one part of Canada or another part of the United States in order to make the connections to the gateways that bring them to Barbados. And that obviously is something which is somewhat beyond our control at this stage because nobody expected this development.